Our first scripture reading is from 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. This is love, not that we love Jesus, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Our second reading is from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. These are God's words for God's people. Thanks be to God.
And it's going to be a part of the sermon. That's how God does it for me, you know. But I have had vertigo all week since last Friday, not 2 days ago, but the Friday before that. So when I was here last Sunday, I was pushing to get through that sermon, and then I did a second one after that. But I've had this vertigo, and it's just been kind of have me a little loopy and so forth. But I could not miss first our Friends and Family Day. I couldn't miss it. I had to. I was praying, God, you got to bless me, give me strength to get there. And I couldn't miss my first Easter at Broadway Christian. I just couldn't. So I'm going to talk today about God's love. And how that works into how I've been feeling all week. I had a speech I had to do on Thursday, and each thing I was trying, I felt so like I had to do these things. God is so good, and he loves us so much. He loves me so much. Each time I would feel like, I can't make it. I'm not going to make it. I'm not. There's no way I'm going to be able to walk out of this house today. He would let someone call me. Someone would call and say, God put you on my heart today. Call to just call you and pray for you. And they'd pray for me, and I'd get up, and I'd go do what I needed to do. And then I'd come home, and I'd be wobbly and dizzy. And then the next time, he would put money on someone's heart. And as I was trying to prepare the sermon today, because I couldn't hardly see the page at some point, I said, I felt God showing me, that's my love. This is love. That's what love is. I send someone to care for you, to lift you up, to pray for you, to cover you in those times when you can't do it yourself. And isn't that what Jesus did for us when he died on the cross for us? So today I want to talk about this is love, from the topic of this is love, with the first scripture being 1 John 4 and 10. And it says, this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Isn't that awesome just to think about that love, that he loved us so much? He loved me so much, he sent someone to cover me, to pray for me, to lift me up. He loves you so much that he takes care of the issues that you have before him. That was his love. But mainly, he sent his Son to die for our sins, that we might be free, that we might be healed, that we might be delivered. This is love. That's love. God's love for us. John 3:16 tells us, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's so much to that scripture. We hear people say it all the time, but when we really look at it, he gave. Can you imagine giving, you know, even if you had a house full of children, could you imagine giving one for others? You know, giving their life for others? It would be very difficult. I couldn't imagine it. But God loves us so much that he sent his Son down here to take on some of the worst trauma that he could take on the cross. But he did it for us because he loves us so much. And so today just want you to feel God's love. I can feel it in the room. And I tell you what, it's given me strength today. It's given me that strength I need to even get these words out. But it's his love. He loves us so much that he gave us his only Son, that he cared, that he thought about us. Amen. That he thought about us, you. He thought about me. He thought about you. He thought about you. At the very beginning of time, he thought about us and how he could show his love for us and what he could do for us. And so I'm so thankful to him. I get excited. I don't feel so sick when I get to thinking about how awesome God is and how much he loves us, how much his love is for us, that he wants us to be his. Amen. That he called us to be his. Jeremiah 31 and 3. And I tell you, I'm probably going to be a little quicker today only because I'm still standing. Amen. So I'm going to be a little bit quicker, but I want you to get this. In Jeremiah 31 and 3 says, the Lord appeared to us in the past saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. Amen. How awesome is that to know? He loves us with an everlasting love. He's drawn us with kindness. Now, all Lenten season, I've been talking about us loving others because that's what he commands us to do. But how could we not? How could we not with the wonderful love that he has for us? It says, I've loved you with an everlasting love. Everlasting love. That means no matter what you do, there's no sin too great that God doesn't forgive and still love you and that he loves you through. There's nothing you can do that God would not love you. Isn't that wonderful to think about? You know, people, we can turn them off really quickly. You know, I love you today and tomorrow, no. I saw you. I heard you. Whatever it might be, but not God. His love is so great for us. He loves us in spite of everything that we do, despite everything that we do or have done. He loves us. And what did he do? Matthew 27 through 31. And this is what he sent his son here to do for us, to take for us. Then the governor's soldier took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand. Then they knelt in front of him and mocked him. Hail, King of the Jews, they said. They spit on him and took the staff again. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put on his clothes. And put his clothes on him. Then they led him away to be crucified. He took all of that for us. He took all of that. Every stripe that he took, it was for us that we might be saved, that we might have love, that we might make it in this world. We might be delivered. We might be healed from sin. He took all of that for us. Isn't that something to really think about? You know, I really don't even like to be pinched. You know, I am not a fan of pain. I can't imagine taking that. But he did because he loves us so much. And so this Easter, I just want you to really feel the presence of God, to feel that love that he had, that he would send Jesus to take all of that for us so that we might feel loved. And all he asked us in return was that we love one another, amen. Which is what we've been talking about all season since February, I think. But also in that, and the Lord just had me to add this scripture this morning, so it's not going to be up there. But it's because I haven't been feeling well, and I know many of us suffer from sickness and illness, and, you know, just it's part of life. It's a part of life. It's not, you know, it's just a part of life. But he gave me, because he took this, we can be healed. Because he took all of that, going to the cross, all that he had to go through, all that he endured, the pain, the humiliation, all of it, he took it all so that we might be healed. So in Isaiah 53 and 5, it says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. That was his time on the cross. He was wounded. There were so many things. And can you imagine the thorn crown that they put on his head? Can you imagine that? He took that for us. Amen. For our headaches, I heard a preacher say the other day, for our headaches, he took that crown so that we could be healed. He was bruised for our iniquities, all of the punching and the beating and the things that they did to him. He took it for us. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Every time they whipped him, it was for our healing. So when you need a healing, when you feel like you are not well and you need God's healing touch, remember that scripture. By his stripes we are healed. I prayed it so many times this morning, and I'm here. I thank God. I thank God. I feel okay, you know, but by his stripes, we are healed. So when you're in need of a healing, no, he took those stripes. He took that. He took that journey on that Good Friday to be crucified on the cross, that we might be healed, that we might be saved, that we might be delivered. And again, all he asked for us is that we love one another. And so I've been talking about it, but I want to wind down with just that. And that's Matthew 22, 36 through 40. And I probably have given this scripture at least three times in the last few weeks, but it's important. I want you all to know what he asked for us is that we love one another. In Matthew 22, 36 through 40, "Teacher, which is the greatest command in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Love your neighbor as yourself." So we have to love those we don't like. We have to love them. Because why? Because he took all of that for us. He's not asking much of us just to be in the company of someone that you don't always get along with, but to love them, to love them in God, to love them. And that's what he's telling us. Love your neighbor as yourself. Who's your neighbor? It's your friend. It's your family member. It's your sister that you really don't like. Right? It's your cousin. It's the person next door who is your neighbor, but you don't like how they do the lawn. They get on your nerves because they don't always mow the lawn the way you want it. You know, or they park in front of your house, but you still have to love them. That's what he's commanding us, that we love our neighbor as ourselves. And I also ask that you love yourself. I gave a speech on Thursday to a group of women leaders, and I had to remind them that in all the things that we do, we have to love ourselves as well. He's asking us, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love yourself. Why? Because he loves us with an everlasting love. And so I just encourage you today that we love each other and that today especially, take in the wonder of God's love for us. Really revisit all that Jesus went through, all that he went through because he loves us, because he loves us so much. We're so important to him. He says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I just love that. That's one that I always give to the girls that I mentor, is that they know you don't have to just go out and do anything because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God made you. He made you. Amen. Amen. Oh, I thank God today. I give him praise. He's a wonderful God. And I encourage you again to just know as you go out this week, try your best to love, to be kind, to show kindness, to love one another, to love those that aren't always easy to love. And with that, I'm going to go into prayer. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, God, for this sermon. We ask, God, that you allow your love, God, to touch each person here in the room today. Lord, that you would show them the kindness that you have for them, the great love that you have for them. Lord, they will feel it. They will feel it today. They'll begin to see it, God, in acts of strangers, in acts of kindness from others. They'll see, God, that it was you showing them you love them so much. God, that you are concerned with everything that concerns them. He is truly, church, concerned with everything that concerns you because he loves you so much. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. And then we pray, Lord, once again, for those who are suffering from sickness, God, or who need a healing, we ask that you would, God, be their healer today. God, on this special day, God, that you would be the healer, God, of their bodies, the healer, God, of their mind. We thank you for it. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, God. There's just no one like you. We love you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.